When he calls on me, I will answer him. I will deliver him and give him glory. I will grant him length of days. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides in the shade of the Almighty says to the Lord, my refuge, my stronghold in God, in whom I trust. When he calls on me, I will answer him. I will deliver him and give him glory. I will grant him length of days.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Great to welcome few more of you than we've had the last few weeks, gradually coming back. And at the start of Lent, welcome on this first Sunday of Lent, because we know the Lord does answer us, the Lord will deliver us, and we give him glory. Not as we usually do, because we don't give glory in Lent, but we still glorify the Lord for his goodness to us. And always knowing that we are crying to him for the different reasons that we have coming on our hearts, we also acknowledge to him our sins. Lord Jesus, you call your people to turn away from sin. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You teach us wisdom and write your truth in our inmost heart. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You forgive sins through the ministry of reconciliation. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, through the yearly observances of Holy Lent, that we may grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ, and by worthy conduct pursue their effects. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God spoke to Noah and his sons. See, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, also with every living creature to be found with you, birds, cattle, and every wild beast with you, everything that came out of the ark, everything that lives on the earth. I establish my covenant with you. No thing of flesh shall be swept away again by the waters of the flood. There shall be no flood to destroy the earth again. God said, here is the sign of the covenant I make between myself and you and every living creature with you for all generations. I set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I gather the clouds over the earth, and the bow appears in the clouds, I will recall the covenant between myself and you and every living creature of every kind. And so the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all things of flesh. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your ways, Lord, are faithfulness and love for those who keep your covenant. Lord, make me know your ways. Lord, teach me your paths. Make me walk in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. Remember your mercy, Lord, and the love you have shown from of old. In your love, remember me, because of your goodness, O Lord. The Lord is good and upright. He shows the path to those who stray. He guides the humble in the right path. He teaches his way to the poor.
A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Christ himself, innocent though he was, died once for sins, died for the guilty, to lead us to God. In the body he was put to death, in the spirit he was raised to life, and in the spirit he went to preach to the spirits in prison. Now it was long ago, when Noah was still building that ark, which saved only a small group of 8 people by water, and when God was still waiting patiently, that these spirits refused to believe. That water is a type of the baptism which saves you now, and which is not the washing off of physical dirt, but a pledge made to God from a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has entered heaven and is at God's right hand, now that he has made the angels and dominations and powers his subjects. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Spirit drove Jesus out into the wilderness, and he remained there for 40 days and was tempted by Satan. He was with the wild beasts, and the angels looked after him. After John had been arrested, Jesus went into Galilee. There he proclaimed the good news from God. The time has come, he said, and the kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent and believe the good news. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think most of you that know me know that all sport totally passes me by. One reason is because my eye doesn't follow a ball. So there's a Greek word that's ever stuck with me since Professor Evans, who's professor in the New Testament at King's, and he showed how this Greek word worked, because he had been a cricketer, and he said, it's like a ball. And he threw this thing, which he didn't do those things when I was at King's in those days. But he did, he said, because the word drove is ekballo, it's the ball. It's like chucking a ball. And he said that is what the Spirit was like, driving Jesus, not just like just gently give him a shove, but it's like a great hurl, a great throw, driving him into the wilderness. Because the gospel today comes immediately after the baptism. And you may remember where Mark says there, the heavens were torn apart. It's a strong word, tearing them apart. And then drive him into the wilderness. There's great immediacy there. And indeed, Mark uses the word immediacy. The heavens were torn apart. The Spirit descended upon Jesus, of course. And then he says immediately. Then where we picked up the gospel, the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness. So this is the Spirit of God, active always in creation. And that Spirit leading God's people, right from the earliest days of Genesis, a Spirit hovering gently over the waters there, it says. But then leading and guiding God's people through the Old Testament to bring them new heart, new life. And which has now come, as Mark's just told them in the Gospel, upon the Messiah. The Father's voice was heard, the Spirit came upon him. And he said that same Spirit then just drove him with great power and thrust into the desert. The desert, the opposite of the Garden of Eden. Because it was the desert where the history and the people of Israel, which we hear about, of course, always this time of year, had been led for 40 years. And the presence of the wild beasts, as the first Adam, had been tempted amid the beasts in paradise. But Jesus succeeds, indicated by a passage from Isaiah that we all know so well, Isaiah's vision of the wolf lying down with the lamb, the leopard with the kid, the wild beast with him, but no worry, no fear for Jesus. But Mark doesn't tell us any of the temptations that Matthew and Luke give us that Jesus faced. But he does give us some important themes, and the many themes, but don't worry, because the homilies are always online. So if I can't remember what he said, then you can go online and look, because I always put them online these days. And the first thing is that Spirit, the opening word, that it was the Spirit, as it were, hurling Jesus into the desert. But notice the urgency, because Jesus had been filled with zeal and energy to commence his mission, which is to recall humanity back from the ways of sin and restore them to the rule of God. And so that's a powerful Spirit. And sometimes, I know I've spoken to it on Pentecost, that the Spirit can be a gentle breeze, it can just be a little nudge, or it can be a howling gale. And we know about those, because we've had a few of those, haven't we? Not that long ago, these howling gales. So they think the Spirit. And also there, it says, were the angels. Most important, the angels. And I was just reflecting, I do every year, as we get to the quarter days of the year that seem to be disappearing in the sense that people can't remember all the quarter days. The quarter days, the angels mark them. Because the 25th of March, the angel Gabriel comes to Mary. The 24th of June, the birth of John the Baptist. We have a statue of John the Baptist there in the back corner there. The angel, of course, announced his birth. And, of course, it's coming. St. Michael's Mount, St. Michael, the statue there that reminds us, and it's there. And you think in all the hurling waves all round the mount there and everything, it stands. St. Michael's Mount, 29th of September. And, of course, the angels that sing at Christmas, the 25th of December. But what I'm trying to say is, they're there when we need them. It says, it's not quite clear about, the angels ministered to him. There they were. They looked after him. The angels. So then, and it's almost saying the four quarters of the earth, the four quarters of the year, marked by the angels. But then he also says there was Satan. Satan means adversary. In the book of Job, we're given a good image of, vivid picture of Satan in God's heavenly court. Just read in the opening verses of Job, chapter 1 and chapter 2. Satan in the heavenly court, along with the other angels. where he's got the role of accuser, of prosecutor. And it's the scriptures that identify Satan as a serpent in the Garden of Eden, who tempts Adam and Eve, and therefore the origin of sin and temptation. And of course, again, back to Mary, because the lovely new window we had has got Our Lady, but standing with a serpent, standing on the serpent head with its apple in its mouth there on the window. You see, all these things there to remind us of the truth of what our faith is about. And what scripture and tradition tell us is, and make clear, that humanity as a mortal enemy, who through, although a finite being created by God, is in a desperate struggle to overthrow God's reign, usurp his lordship, and lead his creation into darkness and death. And you just need to listen to some of the things going on around the world, not just COVID, but many other things as well, different nations of the world, different leaders, all sorts of things, to just think what is going on. And so being tempted means, in this context, being tried, tested, like a contestant in a boxing or wrestling ring. But the first result in the bout for Jesus was victory, because he won. But of course, the war was continued, and it continues to this day. So the struggle to Satan, temptation in God's kingdom, continues in the hearts of all of us. And that's why what we celebrate in the blood of the new covenant, we're linked with the old in Noah. We all know Noah. We've heard bits about it there in that first reading. And there's a promise, and it says in the scriptures there, a promise to every living creature, whether you believe in him or not, doesn't matter, every living creature for all generations. And what's the sign? The sign, the rainbow, which, of course, you may well recall, was taken up in last year when we were clapping for the NHS. We said that was that sign, and it was a sign then of what it always has been, a sign of hope in the midst of all else that's going on. And then who would have thought that when we were in the middle of Lent last year, we went into the first lockdown, and here we are still in lockdown at the moment. So read the psalm again. And then reflect, as you've read the psalm, go on to the second reading from Peter, who's urging Christians, because it's a time of trial and persecution. We know not long after that Peter's going to be martyred, as was Paul. Christians endure the trials and tribulations rather than betray our faith, our baptism. And the encouragement is rooted in the reason for hope. So do notice, again, how many times Peter, in that short reading, mentions the Spirit. So, which is a reminder that when we get to the end of Lent, and we get to that's the 40 days, and then we get to the end of the 50 days of Easter, we have Pentecost, that coming of the Spirit. Can you see, as I'm ever saying to you, everything hangs together. Following Noah, we, who are in the ark of the new covenant, the church, are the you that Peter is addressing in his letter. All who believe are baptized. The purifying death and resurrection of Christ is speaking to us. And what he's saying to us is what Jesus says there. Repent. Hear the good news. And the good news comes from God. The decisive defeat of everything opposed to God, his ruling authority over all, the wilderness of victory, is therefore extended throughout the whole world. But the kingdom can only be entered through one gate. Jesus is that gate, as you know. What he says? Repent. Believe the good news. That's why at the imposition of ashes on Ash Wednesday, the Lord's battle cry, repent, believe in the good news. And Bishop Mark sent a YouTube to us on Wednesday, and he says, crisis in Scripture is not to depress us, but a new opportunity is opening for what God is wanting to teach us. So in Lent, we listen to him with all the questions going on in our minds to what the Lord is saying to us. But what he's saying to us is his good news. In Lent and Easter time that our newsletter always prints the Apostles' Creed, because it's uniting us with those around the world that will come to receive the sacraments at Easter, for the first time. There aren't, I think, many across the diocese have said they're going to wait another year before our CIA, but we still unite across the world with our baptismal faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. And trusting in God's love for us and for all of creation, we pray for the church, that our time in the wilderness may lead us to renewal in God's service. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those with political and social authority, may they be moved to respect the plans of God for justice, peace, and freedom for all. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For young people, may they have the vision of God always at work to guard, to guide, and to help them grow into full maturity. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all sick and suffering, those poor, without work, food or home, for all who help, especially carers, emergency services, all healing teams, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for those who have died, Deacons Leo Pilley and Joe Owen, Wynne Maiden, and any others known to us, for their eternal reward and rest and comfort for all who mourn, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Mary, our Mother, pray for us as we say.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The moment of quiet for our own intentions. Mind the repose of Zygmantas Szymanowskas and Elzbieta Giacostini. Father, help us to use Lent well. Free us from anxiety and help us to live in peace and joy as we journey to Easter. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Give us the right dispositions, O Lord, we pray, to make these offerings, for with them we celebrate the beginning of this venerable and sacred time, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. By abstaining 40 long days from earthly food, he consecrated through his fast the pattern of our Lenten observance, and by overturning all the snares of the ancient serpent, taught us to cast out the leaven of malice, so that celebrating worthily the Paschal mystery, we might pass over at last to the eternal Paschal feast, and so with a company of angels and saints, sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." Similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, and Mark our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, for ever and ever.
Amen.
The Saviour's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
We acknowledge each other.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. One does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Let me again obtain.
To God the Father, Son, and Spirit, glory be, as it was and is, and shall be.
Let us pray. Renewed now with heavenly bread, by which faith is nourished, hope increased, and charity strengthened, we pray, O Lord, that we may learn to hunger for Christ, the true and living bread, and strive to live by every word which proceeds from your mouth, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May bountiful blessing, O Lord, we pray, come down upon your people, that hope may grow in tribulation, virtue be strengthened in temptation, and eternal redemption be assured, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.